In 1987, Florida passed the nation's first shall-issue concealed carry weapons law. Nearly 1 million permits have been issued, nearly double the number in any other state. The Department of Agriculture handles the permits, and Ag Commissioner Adam Putnam says right now there are more than 700,000 active permits. Putnam says he is not concerned that nearly one in every 20 Floridians has a license to carry a loaded gun in their car or purse as they go about their daily business.
The fact that, you know, over the life of the program, only 168 permit holders have had their permit revoked for a gun-related crime reinforces the fact that the people who go through the trouble and the process of applying for and receiving a CWP are not generally the ones that you need to be worried about in terms of a criminal element in society.
No state is second to Florida when it comes to embracing Second Amendment rights. The legislature has given birth to laws such as Stand Your Ground, which the death of an unarmed teenager highlights, Bring Your Gun to Work, which the Disney Corporation opposed, and an all-out ban on local gun restrictions, handcuffing city and county governments' response to citizens' complaints. Unlike other states that allow police to deny applications based on personal character and arrest history, Florida is a so-called issue state. Almost anyone who hasn't been convicted of a violent crime can qualify for a weapons license.
The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services can only suspend someone's license when they are charged with a crime. And the department can only revoke someone's license when they are convicted of that crime.
2 years ago, Putnam says there was a spike in the number of permit applications. Now he says that spike has become a sustained high demand. He responded by hiring 46 full-time employees and opening 8 regional offices to process applications. Last week, he opened an office in Walton County. The first applicant through the door was a military serviceman. Putnam says fear drives some people to seek a concealed weapons permit, but he adds Florida has a high number of military veterans and sportsmen, people who tend to have an affectionate attachment to guns. Putnam says some people pay for a permit in order to be legal.
They just want to eliminate any ambiguity about carrying one in their vehicle and making sure that they're not having to think through some judicial standard that's pretty unclear, the old three-step rule. Is it okay if it's in my glove compartment, but the glove compartment's not locked? And if it's in the glove compartment, can it be loaded? The CWP eliminates all of those concerns that historically were there before the CWP law came into existence.
The Violent Policy Center, a gun control group, found that between 2007 and 2009, concealed carry permit holders killed 117 people in the United States. A Florida State University study found that guns are used defensively to stop a crime, from simple assault to rape, 2.5 million times a year. In Florida, the concealed weapon law is so popular that the trust fund the permit fee supports has a surplus, and the 2012 legislature cut the fee for a permit from $85 to $70. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call in Tallahassee.